I must admit, I gave up many times. It's been 6 months ago, hasn't it? Not a year, maybe six, but the weather was my big excuse. Not having an enclosed shop, most of my gluing and cutting was done outside. Most of all, it was the patience. Gosh, you've got to have patience when you get 81. Don't rush, just wait. And right as I was patiently waiting for each piece of this to show up, it showed up in New Harmony in different ways on the curb, people's generosity, dumpsters. Mm-hmm. My friend, the dumpster, always coughed up what I needed. Because the blue cloth was the special piece that I had to have to accentuate the brass. I mean, the lights kind of give it a glare, but the blue cloth, I was waiting and waiting, and the very top line in New Harmony, the best probably convention center in southern Indiana, threw out these beautiful sliding doors with blue cloth on them.
Oh, wow.
I got it made. Finally, with heavy spring rains over and my many obligations to my neighbors, the case took a true beauty. The major step was the glass. Three pieces, the front, the two tops, had to be cut in Mount Vernon, Indiana, which is 15 miles below New Harmony. The day arrived to pick them up. The workmen secured them in wooden frames, and oh, what joy to be on my way back to New Harmony and complete my case. But wait a minute. I'm three blocks down the way going through heavy traffic in Mount Vernon, which is, 8,000 people, but I slammed on the brake. And you must guess by now, the glass shifted, and that big glass cracked right down the middle. And I was pleasant about it. This caused a big delay and maybe some more cash. Picking up the glass again, I was prepared to shell out some cash. But wait a minute. This is the start of Trail of Miracles. This is a miracle piece. And the first miracle happens. The folks at the shop said, "Charlie, accidents happen, and there's no charge." Ah! You, and all the pleasant words came out, on that one. Oh my gosh, I'm having so much fun with this. During the week of July the 4th, I devote all my creative juices after the 4th of July parade, which I rode my wooden scooter in with the flag tied to my back. I was a New Harmony special, and you got it on Facebook, yeah. And okay, I got all my juices going for this and on the 4th. To cause no damage to the case, I completely assembled it in the house as I was putting it in, I had to screw the base to that big frame that holds the big glass. And when you reach 80, your eyesight, in fact, I'm trying to hold them on and talk to you and read this thing, but I misjudged the hole, and I came right up to the glass. And if you've never heard metal hit glass, you ought to try it sometime. It's the awfulest screeching you ever heard. And I said, "I wonder what kind of bird that is." Yeah. And And I look up, and there's a 6-inch crack up to the left side. And don't anybody, when you come and look at, don't touch that glass. But I looked at that and mumbled. Like my daughter says, you mumble a lot, but we can understand you a little bit. So I made up my mind, no more glass. Plastic is going to be in there. So off to the hardware store I go and get a huge piece of, and that's a big piece of plastic, and get ready to install it in the glass. And the second miracle occurred. The 6-inch crack was not there. There is a 1/2-inch crack now. And you can identify that if you really look close. But I swear that was the biggest crack I ever seen in my life. And and that's the second miracle of this. Well, we're going to call it the miracle case, I guess, after this. But yes, the second miracle was a crack, yeah. I can live with that. That evening, word got out about Charlie's miracle glass case in New Harmony. Soon a bottle of wine appeared, and we christened the case, and we named it the Communion Cathedral.
Thank you so much.
Everybody has, after service, you've got there's a plaque on the back, and but you know, be very careful. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.